Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. This morning we have with us once again Chairman of the Media Commission of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Reverend Mark Dawes. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. You stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Never knew the girl that you once were, or the boy that once was, but I feel I do tonight. Maybe it's because traveling through the years at the speed of light, missing you, Mom and Dad, tonight. So till I'm back in your arms again, these words from the heart I send. You gave me love, you gave me life, helped me find my better side. Made my heart and you made my bones, gave me strength to stand alone. The first to cheer when I dared to fly, and when I fell the first to cry. And if my dreams ever come true, it's all because of you. All because of you.
Good morning. Today we continue the series on the Ten Commandments by examining the fifth commandment as is recorded for us in Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The fifth commandment speaks primarily to the duties of children to their father and mother. The fifth commandment also speaks to those who stand in similar authoritative relationships to children, such as grandparents, step-parents, adopted parents, older relations, and guardians. To all such persons, children are to give honor. This consists in heartily esteeming parents and others in similar authoritative positions, and manifesting such regard in words and acts of respect. To honor parents means to respect them, to love them, to obey them. Children are to desire the approval and glory of the father and mother on earth. Obedience is a starting point to honor. The honoring of parents extends to all older persons. In Leviticus 19, verse 32, Moses wrote, "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man." Paul told Timothy and Titus that young men are to honor older men, and older women were to counsel younger women. Children are to have confidence in their parents and believe that they mean them well. This principle is especially important when children cannot fully understand or appreciate certain parental thinking and decisions. Children are not to rob their parents of anything, but should shield them from harm and render help and support whenever possible. Proverbs 28, verse 24 says, "Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, 'It is no transgression,' the same is companion to a destroyer." Obedience to one's parents includes a submitting to their instruction without reluctance. This means that children are to subject themselves to their parents' correction, discipline, reproof. It is the duty of the child to submit to his or her parents' punishment without resistance, even when the same appears to be unjust. Proverbs 1 verse 8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother." Honoring one's parents means bearing with their behavioral and temperamental weaknesses. Children must bear patiently with their parents' irritability, anger, capricious tendencies, and peeves. This patience is particularly warranted as parents enter their golden years and are accompanied with old age-related health issues. Children should also honor their parents even when mother and father fail to live a godly life. This is why the writer of Proverbs says, "The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it." Proverbs 30, verse 17. And also, "Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she's old." Proverbs 23, 22. To abandon father and mother is to dishonor the Creator who made them. You might well ask, are there limits to honoring one's parents? Two scenarios come to mind. Firstly, parents for their part should not expect the same obedience from their adult offspring as they did when they were minors. Secondly, parents who issue instructions that are contrary to God's laws should not expect to be obeyed. If, for example, a father instructs his son to steal pens, pencils, books from a schoolmate, then that son has a moral duty to disobey his father. The child in that instance should be like Peter and the rest of the apostles in Acts 5:29, who declared, "We must obey God rather than men." Honoring one's parents is part of a Christian's devotion to the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." By implication, not listening to our parents displeases the Lord. One way to honor the one true living God is to honor father and mother. The fifth commandment has attached to it a promise. "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." This is not a promise for a long life per se. Rather, the commandment is stressing that those who honor father and mother will enjoy an abundant life. God was saying to his people that if they wanted to enjoy the full blessings that he had in store for them in the promised land, then they ought to listen and obey their mother and father. Another way to view the promise attached to the fifth commandment is that if you build a society in which children honor their parents, your society will long survive. And the opposite is true too. A society in which children do not honor their parents is doomed to self-destruction. The fifth commandment is not merely a recipe for happy families. This is the command of a holy God whose people are to live this way in order to display his own character in their lives. The vision of the fifth commandment is that the relationship between children and parents would mirror the relationship between God and his people. The Christian home is to be the first school, the first church, the first government. The father and the mother are schoolmasters in the home. Even in a situation where only one parent is a Christian, example Timothy, who was later blessed with a father figure in the Apostle Paul, who became his role model. To honor parents is to teach that there is a moral authority above us that should be honored and to whom we are morally accountable. Saint Augustine asked, "If anyone fails to honor his parents, is there anyone he will spare?" Those who would dishonor parents would dishonor government, would dishonor authority, and would dishonor God. Children are to honor parents even if the father was not a good father or the mother was not a good mother. The home in which your mother and father loved you and where you listened to them and followed their instruction is the best predictor that a person will do well in exams, graduate from school, keep out of jail, avoid illegal drugs, and avoid promiscuity. A boy who does not honor his parents, especially his dad, is more vulnerable to grow up to pursue violence, mistreat women, and act out in dysfunctional ways against society. Girls who don't honor parents grow up to seek the wrong men and become promiscuous at an early age. The best example in the Bible of a person honoring his parents comes to us from the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the Lord Jesus Christ obeyed his parents, and he was perfect, and his parents were not. Jesus honored his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph. On the cross, Jesus committed his mother to the care of the Apostle John. Jesus also honored his heavenly Father by his obedience and submission. In John 6:38, we read Jesus saying, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." In John 8:29, we read Jesus saying, "And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him." There is no finer example of honoring one's parents than the Lord Jesus Christ, who honored Mary and Joseph as well as his heavenly Father. In closing, here are some practical ways in which adults can honor their parents today. One, as an adult, one is never too old or mature to say, "Yes, mommy. Yes, daddy. Thank you, mommy. Thank you, daddy. I'm sorry, mommy. I'm sorry, daddy." Two, pick up the phone and call your parents and say hello. Send your parents photos of yourself and your family. If you can, do visit with your parents during holidays and carry your spouse and their grandchildren. Three, children are to honor parents in life and honor them in death. If your parents are dead, you're still obligated to honor them. Speak well of them after they are gone. Visit their graves and place a flower at the tombstone. If you are able to start a scholarship in their names, do so. If you are able to start a foundation in their names, do so. Next week, we will look at the sixth commandment: you shall not commit murder. Until then, may God bless you greatly.
For every time when I didn't call or even think of you alone, there were so many more I did when I thank God I was your kid. But now the hour is growing late and these feelings just won't wait, so I've just got to let you know how much I love you so. You gave me love, you gave me life, you helped me find my better side, made my heart and you made my bones, gave me strength to stand alone, the first to cheer when I dared to fly, and when I fell the first to cry. And if my dreams ever come true, it's all because of you, all because of you.
It is our prayer that you were encouraged and even challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Mark Dawes. For comment or counsel, please email us at mcaj@cwjamaica.com. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, and it is our prayer that you would experience God's grace and mercy during the coming week.
Traveling through the years at the speed of light, missing you, Mom and Dad, tonight. So till I'm back in your arms again, these words from the heart I say.